All right, we are back, and my name is Roy Knightlock Jr. If you're just tuning in, this is the Money and Business Hour. You can listen, you know, on the radio. You may be doing it now or listen to the podcast, and Roy Knightlock Jr., Money and Business Hour. And you can get that podcast pretty much anywhere, or you can go to RoyKnightlockJr.com and get some of the free resources. So we got through the plan. We started out with the GPS, the goal, the plan, the schedule. We came up with our FIN number, so we're moving in that direction. This is a calculation. Then what we did is we went through the defensive positions, and the defense is, you know, the budget, the emergency fund, keeping and staying out of bad debt. And then what we do is we go into and we buy the right insurance. Now we're going to go on the offense. Now, what I want to do now is talk a little bit about the mortgage business, because it's just amazing to me. You know, rates are at an all-time low, yet most people have not taken advantage of that. You know, refinancing right now is if you haven't refinanced your home, you need to be checking on it. But here's some of the train wrecks that I see happening when you refinance. So let me kind of walk you through what happens when you when you're shopping around and you're trying to figure this out. And you know, we can help you with this kind of stuff. I also am in the mortgage business, so I'm going to give you an idea what I know about it. I've been in that business. Gosh, I got in the business back in the early 2000s. So the mortgage end, refinancing. So let's talk about refinancing. All right. So there's things that go in to refinancing. So let's just start out and say you owe $300,000 on your house, and you got a 4.5% loan, something like that. And you say, I've heard rates are like 2.5 or something like that. And you go and you get ready to refinance, and you start looking, and you got 26 years. You've been paying on your house for 4 years. So right now you've got 26 years at 4.5%, and your house will be paid for. And you call the mortgage person up and you say, what's the rate? And they say, oh, we can get you a 2.75. And you go and you're like, wow, 2.75, da-da-da-da-da. And this is what most people do. They go down there, and they walk out of that place with a 30-year loan. All right, so you used to have a 26-year loan, but now you got a 30-year loan. The second thing that happens is that 2.75 rate, you had to pay all these points, and you had to buy this rate down and all this kind of stuff. And so when you did that, you spent $8,000 on that loan to do that. So now you owe $308,000. And you have 30 years left. You used to owe $300,000, and you have 26 years left. And I started adding that up. I'm like, hold on a second. There's got to be – that doesn't make a lot of sense. You mean I started out, I had 26 years left and owed $300,000, and now this idea of refinancing, I turned around. Now I got $308,000 owed in 30 years. And I'm like, hold on a second. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But you say, but I saved $200 a month. And I'm like, okay, you save $200 a month. Where did you save it at? And you know what most people do? They don't save it. They blow it. So here's what they did. They refied, owe more, longer, and blew the difference. That's a train wreck. That's a mortgage train wreck. So what I always recommend people, and also I want to point out this $8,000 that you paid, if you take $200 a month, it's going to take you, without the compounding of it, it's going to take you, what, 200 into 8,000, 40 months, 4 years, just to get that back, all right, because you paid it up front, plus it's growing in. It's going to take you 4 or 5 years, whatever it may be. So I tell people, here's the way I refinance. I call it a smart refi. So the first thing is I tell people when I go in to a mortgage company, I say, the first thing I want to do is when I walk out of here, I owe $300, I want to owe $300. How about that? I don't want to pay any front end, even finance it. I want to owe $300. The second thing is this. I've got 26 years left on the mortgage. Maybe I want to go ahead and just give me a 26-year mortgage. What about that? Most people didn't know that. Well, they have those things. The next thing is, if I decide that I want to do a 30-year mortgage, what I'm going to do is still only owe $300, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up an account, automatically in order to invest the monthly difference. So let's say I save $200 a month. We're going to put $200 a month into my Roth IRA, automatically drafted the same day that the normal house payment was being drafted. So if I start out and my house payment's automatic, a lot of people set that up, and it's drafting on the second of the month, every month, then my draft for my investment is going to draft. And then what that's going to do is as I pay down the mortgage, I'm also having an outside investment. Now, how do you go about getting it where you don't do that? It's all built into the rate. So what you tell them when we refi, we say, look, I want the cost in the rate. So I'm not going to get 2.75 anymore. What I'm going to do, I used to have 4.5. I'm not getting 2.75 anymore. I'm getting 3.25. Now, that 3.25 is a no cost. And then if I see rates drop again, I can go back and refinance again and get 3. And if rates drop again, I can do it again because I'm not paying all these costs that I have to recoup. Now, keep in mind that 2.75 that you're getting, if you look at your APR and everything on that, that's based on you holding that loan for 30 years. So let's say you sell your house and you paid $8,000 and you sell your house 3 years from now. What was the rate that you paid? Well, if you had that $8,000 to 3 years, you may have been financing your house at 6%. And so I see this all the time because right now we've got low interest rates. I believe you should refinance, but do it smart. And it's part of a financial plan that allows you to move forward. I also look, I see a lot of times people, they're so hell-bent on paying their house off. Well, why? Why do we want to pay our house off when we can get rates as low as we can? It's almost free money. So I would not be paying my house off. I would be taking and doing things. Now, keep in mind, when I advise people to do this, a lot of you have a bunch of equity in your house. You might want to pull some of it out when you refinance. You might want to pay off, if you've got some debts, pay it off, all right, because you can get it at such a lower rate. Maybe even pull out some money. All right, and do something with that equity and invest it and do different things like that. Now, keep in mind, you don't want to do that if you don't understand what you're doing, and you do not take radio advice and do stuff like that. What you do, you meet with an advisor, and then they can give you ideas on how to do things. But your mortgage today is I see some of the biggest train wrecks going on refinancing. Unbelievable. If you want help on that, when it comes to your mortgage, if you want to find out about refinancing the smart way, just go to roymatlockjr.com and fill out one of our forms, and we will follow back up with you and we can help you on that. So there's so many things in the mortgage. That's part of the offense is the mortgage business, all right, and doing it right. There's another thing that people I see at retirement that they can do, something called a reverse mortgage. What is a reverse mortgage? It's a optional payment mortgage. If you're at least 63 and you've got your home paid for, and maybe you don't have enough cash flow right now, you might consider doing a reverse mortgage. I think it's a great idea. You know, a lot of people say, I work so hard to get out of debt and now my house, and now you want me to, well, here's the way they work. You can get cash out right up front, never have a payment, take that money and turn it into an income stream, and it allows you to be able to survive. Or maybe you still owe a little bit of money on it, and you're paying $1,200 a month on your mortgage, and you do a reverse mortgage, and now that $1,200 goes away, and it allows you to live, all right? And then what happens is, when you pass away, you still own that. Your family gets the property. The only difference is it's got a mortgage tied to it, and they're going to have a year to sell it, just like they would sell it if you pass away anyway. So it's not like the mortgage company takes it or anything like that. So the point being is, those are a couple of things that are part of an offensive position when it comes to your money, is your mortgage. Your mortgages, it matters. Personal real estate property that you own matters, okay, the way you handle it. It's a big asset. I see balance sheets all messed up. I see people with paid for houses and no money, and I'm like, and they're just pushing to pay their house off when they're basically, the rate of return you're getting is whatever your interest rate is. And if you refinance smart, you're sitting there at a 2.5%, 3.5%, something like that. Why are we doing that? All right. So if you're just tuning in, we're going through the four keys. the four keys to getting your finances: plan, education, the advisor, product selection. Stick with me. We will be right back. And be sure and visit roymatlockjr.com. Download some of our free resources. We'll be right back.